couple of minutes after 9 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show, KXFM, and welcome to the program. One of the things I look forward to when I wake up in the mornings is having great live musicians in studio, and that's what we have right here. Fran Sancisco, brother act, Isaac and Torrid Corin. New single is called Gold, and I swear to God, Torrid, I'll get the name right before it's all done, man. Did I hit it right? I got it right. Woo! Yeah! All right, brand new single is called Gold. We're going to be hearing that in just a few minutes. They do have some other outstanding tunes that you're the first to hear. Right now, please welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in the magnificent city of Laguna Beach, California. This is Fran Sancisco. This song is called What Happens Now.
These garments worn, the edge is torn. Color's gone, I must move on. My courage now I call to rise above this wall. Oh, castles love, now they must fall. A compass in my empty hand. No footprints in the burning sand. Trust this call, whether I rise or fall, it's never let me down before. What happens now? I begin again. What happens now?
Band is Fran Sancisco, live in studio with Isaac and Torrid. The new single is called Gold. They are on tour here from Australia. We did a little government exchange with the Australian government. We sent them Alyssa. They sent us them. So I'm hoping you enjoy them. If you miss any portion of this, by the way, we're going to podcast this and put it up on our website later on. I'll tell you all about that. In the meantime, let's hear something else. This is Fran Sancisco live in our Julie Lawton studios. This song is called Easy.
Thank you.
city. Please me. Better now, you're mine. Tease me. Slowly now, don't rush. Release me. Let your golden hair down. Let me drown, roll me around and take.
It's something when a song is super tasty, and that's what that was. That was Easy. Fran Sancisco is the band. Isaac and Toral Corin in studio with us. The brand new single is called Gold. I want you to hear it now. You're going to be humming it the rest of the day.
Someone, well, I hope you do. just like our love.
The band is Fran Sancisco. I've got Isaac and Torrid here. Did I get that? Did I get the name right?
It's Torrid.
Torrid. I got to throw the L in there at the end. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome.
It's beautiful here.
Oh, thank you. You know what? You just got sunshine. You guys brought the sunshine with you.
Gorgeous.
It was raining and cloudy as of this morning.
It feels like where we're from originally.
Yeah, originally from Sydney. You said that as you walked in the door. You said this place reminds you of Sydney.
Like a beautiful summer morning, like right on Coogee Beach, you know, a couple of beaches down from Bondi Beach in Sydney. Mm-hmm. It feels like where we came of age.
Right. Now, I mentioned this earlier that everybody in town knows that our music director and afternoon girl, Alyssa, just now left for Australia. Wow. Like she's been gone a day, maybe. And this was a fair exchange, I thought.
Nice.
Welcome. So,
thanks
you,
for having us.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. A great vibe and just amazing. Both of you, each of you have great instruments as voices or great voices as instruments.
Thank you.
When did you discover that this was the perfect chemistry? I'm going to sing with my brother.
Well, you'd be surprised, but not straight away. We were always partners in crime. Uh-huh. You know, I in cricket, I was the batter. Isaac was the bowler. you know, we always teamed up, and yet we got into music at separate times. Right. And it wasn't until our father got remarried and we were both thinking, what do we get our dad for a wedding gift? And and we thought, well, what if we wrote a song? You know, we're both playing music these days. Right. And we were late teenagers. Mm-hmm. And we harmonized together for the first time.
We hid in the bathroom.
Make
sure no one could hear us. But the acoustics of the bathroom was part of it. Was so beautiful, you know, and the perfect place to hear harmonies for the first time. It was the first time we really heard.
But I think the first time we harmonized, we looked at each other and said, man, maybe we kind of have to do this. It wasn't really a choice. It was sort of just there. If anything, over the years, we've tried to throw each other off a little bit. And I think now with Fran Sancisco, we're back to, you know, that Simon Garfunkel-esque brother.
Right.
How do we, you know, really meet each other right in that Venn diagram, right in that space.
Right. You know? No truth to the rumor that your first 10 shows were done in bathrooms of clubs, right? So originally you had a band called Kin.
Yes.
And you were touring using New York as your base.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me about that band for a little bit.
The Kin began in New York City. We cut our teeth there, actually at Rockwood Music Hall. You know, every week we would play. We tried on every little fantasy we ever had stylistically. You know, I think we always wanted to be a rock band, even though we were harmonizing brothers.
Right.
And, you know, we became a very much an indie New York band.
Right.
And then went on to be signed to Interscope and with Jimmy Iovine out here in LA, and, you know, just missed that big shot, like a very classic music story.
Right.
But we got to tour the world and open for big people and try on our rock star dreams in many, many ways, play to over a million people.
So I've thrown the names out this morning as the listeners were getting prepared for you, but Coldplay, Rod Stewart, Fits in the Tantrums, and then Pink ended up taking you back to Australia.
She did. Yeah, we played 40 arenas with Pink, and we couldn't say enough about her. She's just so fantastic.
She's magnificent, man.
She's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 20 shows in Australia with her, and by some wild turn of events, a band that was slated to play the whole US tour, it was the Truth About Love tour, decided to break up.
Ooh.
And there was a big reason they broke up, it turns out. But there was suddenly a space, and we literally went, us? And they gave us about a third of the US Canada date. So it turned out to be a 40 show tour. And, you know, it was the greatest gift that I think we've ever had as a touring artist to have that kind of experience.
She found us in a backyard party. We said yes to playing a charity in Los Angeles. Right. It was this backyard party, and we didn't know she was going to be there. Halfway through our little set in this backyard patio, I look out and I see her, and I look around at the band, and Torrid, I think, had already seen her drummer. Then saw her, and we were like, oh my God. So we had to finish the show to her, and then she came. She was just so nice and
humble. We gathered around a piano inside the living room, and she started singing along to a song of ours. So
that's magic.
Incredible.
That's magic right there, man.
It was.
And she invited us with her. So it was,
you know, so I mean, that was an incredible, you know, the Kin was really our teenage dream. You know, we thought we arrived in New York City knowing zero people in the early 2000s. I mean, 2004 or 2005, we started the Kin, and we now look back on it and say, wow, like what what ambition, naive ambition we had. We knew zero people in this country in the music business, but we had this, we just had this dream, like, you know, maybe success was just a few weeks away. We should just go for it. And, you know, that, it was about a 15-year experience.
That fills up the space of loneliness. To have the dream, actually, you're not out here and you're not alone and you're not by yourself. You have that dream and that's backing you. I think that's really cool. Totally. So the song What Happens Now was the first song we heard live. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, well, we were asked to write an album by our friend Ken Rockwood, and we were like, wow, what would we sing about? And really, it was a collaboration with our mother,
that
lyrically.
Song.
Really? Okay.
And
it was really speaking lyrics, to a crossroads.
Yeah, the lyrics were about her getting to New York, leaving the country of her home and her all of her family,
right,
and making the choice to come to New York City and standing at a crossroads, like Tarald said, and wondering, well, what does happen now? And what happened now was
question.
The next 20 years of our lives.
We're all standing on those little crossroads every day, every month, every year, you know, some are minor, some are major. Right. And you know, we're always at that precipice in a way, you know, what happens next? What happens now?
Right.
How do we get right on that edge and trust and see what happens, see what occurs?
As much as I loved it while you were playing it live, I like it even more now that I know the explanation behind that song, man. That's very cool. So where's mom now?
She's in Ojai, California with us.
Ojai, okay.
And she comes back and forth from Australia to be with us. And she's actually in the original touring cast of Hair.
No way.
Yeah, she's OG. And very good friends. She was in a band with Colin Hay from Men at Work about 2 years before Men at Work occurred. So we know Colin quite well now.
Right. We had him on the show here a few weeks back.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in
Fantastic. So hi to mom out in Ojai.
Hi to mom.
All right. And the second song we heard live, which I loved, Easy. Oh man, please tell us about Easy.
You know, it's about easy love. You know, it's just waking up next to someone and just realizing, wow, like what a gift, what a grace.
Right.
You know, how effortless, you know, how did I get so lucky?
Right.
Everything is just flowing, you know, right time, right place,
right.
You know, and man, how can I finish up what I'm doing and get back into that flow with you this evening, you know?
That is such a, that is the absolute vibe that I got from that. I thought, okay, cool. I knew exactly who that song was for, man. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So you mentioned playing the Rockwood in New York. What a great venue that is to play. What an absolutely great venue that is to play. And you guys had a little something going on there every week, right?
Every week.
Right. Yeah, we did a residency every Thursday. We played Rockwood, and you know, Ken Rockwood, who started the place, has such an attention to detail, and that comes through in everything, from the vibe in the place to the sound,
to the curation of the artists that play there. You know, and he, over the course of 15 years now, has continued to. I mean, he the first little hole in the wall, Rockwood Music Hall One, was him up a ladder in a, you know, perched over every single artist that would play, and there were people playing from 7 o'clock at night till sometimes 1 a.m. four nights a week. He would mix every single one himself, and it was how he started that. He was so hands on that he's kept that quality.
Mm-hmm.
Ecology around him.
And it gives you, the artists and other artists, it gives you the appreciation for exactly how a perfect show should be balanced. Okay, well, I got people working that are willing to do this to make this show great.
Totally.
I love that. The song that we heard last is called Gold. It's the latest single. Tell us about Gold, please.
Well, Gold, we penned actually in the last couple years of The Kin, with a songwriter who's now actually gone on to be very successful, a man named Mitchy Collins, who's part of Lovely the Band. He wrote a bunch of different things with us on the last EP for The Kin. He came in one day and we were co-writing, and he said, you know, thinking about this lost love, you know, this kind of, this feeling like I'm reflecting back on someone that broke my heart, but I'm grateful for it now. Mm. You know, someone that you like still stalk a little on Facebook to see how happy they are without you. You know, someone you still kind of just want to know where they're at. Maybe you haven't seen them for a year.
Right.
But somewhere they screwed you up in a lovely way, and now you're grateful.
Right.
You know, that's really what the song is sort of. You, no matter what occurred, I know it ended badly, but we knew it was going to be a train wreck. And however, I'm so thankful
Right.
Now that you mocked me like that. Yeah.
So you guys are young, very young, but your songwriting shows such wisdom. It shows life having been lived, man. So congratulations there, first of all. And where does the road take you from now on? What are you seeing? Where do you see yourselves in the next few months or the next year or so?
Well, we're going back to New York in a month, and we're playing Lincoln Center for the first time with the Rockwood crew.
You're kidding me.
I know. Right. We're so lucky. And and from there, I think we're going to go and do some little, you know, go back to Chicago and go back to different places and just kind of touch base, Washington, D.C., and just find where the homes are for this music. And
yeah, it's really the beginning, you know, launching the whole album. It's a 14-song album called I Went to the Sea to Be Free, and it's dedicated to our late grandmother we never met. Okay. She flew out in her own plane in 1974 on Mother's Day and was never seen again. Ooh. And was sort of really a testament to her, to say to her, you know, to honor her and her life and make this album her memorial,
right.
Which has been a beautiful thing to create. So that just really following that space and continuing to do what we do in the world, which is to sing songs and tell stories to people, but also help others reclaim their voice through a program we created.
And that program
is called The Songwriter's Journey.
Okay, and, tell us about
it. We help other first-time people or reclaiming people over the course of a few months, you know, have new brothers in us and nurture themselves back to either their first first songs or song or reclaim it again in their life. Maybe they left it to the wayside. So we've created a journey for someone to do to what we just did.
Beautiful.
And we do it with people from all around the world.
Right. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and be part of that, how do they do that?
So they could reach out to us on
brotherscorn.com.
Yeah, so www.brotherscorn.com. And just reach out to us and tell us tell us a bit about you. And I'd love to hear about you and your voice and your
story.
We
offer people, you know, a free 30-minute kind of Zoom call if they're interested in talking more about their voice and songwriting. And
that is just,
we just love it.
You have no idea how cool that is. You really don't. I know you're sitting here, you know how cool it, but you really don't have any idea how cool it is.
We're the lucky ones, man. We get to wake up, you know, helping people reclaim their voice.
Right.
And take them on a songwriter's journey is like waking up in Laguna Beach this morning going, whoa, right there. You know, it feels like that. You know?
Right. If you missed any portion of this or you're just now jumping in, I'm talking to Fran Sancisco. This is Isaac and Torold.
That's it.
Bingo! Their latest single is called Gold, and they've been everywhere. They've played with everybody, and we're glad they're here this morning. How do we find you on social media?
Yeah, well, Fran Sancisco Official. So, you know, it is with Fran, FranSan, and then CISCO.
Right.
Fran Sancisco with a C, Cisco, and Official. That's the handle.
What a great twist on the city.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
We are really not good at naming ourselves band names or anything, we've determined.
Right.
And so we had to come up with a new name according to our label and everything. And so the producer in the studio said, I've got an idea for you. Why don't you just call your kids and ask them? And so my 5-year-old boy said, oh, you should be called Rocket Ship Launch. And Torold's 4-year-old daughter said, Fran Sancisco. You definitely should be called Fran Sancisco.
Yeah. Now, of course, she believes she's saying San Francisco, as you can imagine.
So right.
We wrote it down and kept giggling about it and finally chose it. And when we looked at her and said, hey, I said, Willow, we're calling the project Fran Sancisco. She went, I know.
I've trademarked the name and I'm going to sue you for it. Right? Well, congratulations there. Again, Isaac and Torold Corin. The new single is Gold. The band is Fran Sancisco, exactly as it sounds. If you missed any portion of this, go to the KXFM website. I'm going to podcast it. It'll be up about noon today and you can catch the entire thing. I'm glad you guys came in. I could not be happier that we had a chance to speak with you this morning. And
thank you, Ed.
I'll look forward to seeing you again.
Ditto.
Let's do this again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.